every single Friday at this time. We go through life's fails because sometimes you make it to Friday and you think to yourself, man, I had a really bad week. And we like to make you feel better about your week by telling you who else had a worse week than you did. In a segment we call,
You Had One Job!
I know the video is old and I must be late to the game, but have you seen the video of the guy trying to rob the store and he pulls the gun out and he drops the gun behind the counter? Okay, so the video is online at mix965houston.com. It happened in Colorado. The man tried to attempt a robbery, and we say attempt because it was the worst attempt of all time. Now, I'm not going to condone the robbing at all. I'm not going to say what you should have done correctly in this situation at all, sir. I'm just going to give you a few little pointers on what you should have done. One, don't put the gun in your pocket, especially if they're windbreaker pants, because you're going to have a tough time getting them out anyways. Get a holster.
That's his amateur hour.
Two, practice this ahead of time. You looked very nervous, sir, as though you've not done this in front of a mirror before. And when you got in, sir, wear pants that fit. Had your pants fit when you tried to jump over the counter, they wouldn't have fallen down and you wouldn't have almost fallen off the counter. Second, if you try the first time to get up on the counter and you can't do it, don't go for a second jump on the counter. Your chance is gone. The cashier already has your weapon and has run to the back to call 911. Third, in the video, which you can see at mix965houston.com, as he's running out, he tries that super cool jump kick 2 feet into the door.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
His pants fell down for the third time in the video.
Well, now you know why he was robbing her.
Because he needed new pants. Yeah. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he had practiced this so many times he lost weight, and that's why his pants didn't fit.
Oh, for sure.
So to the criminal who just had to hold onto the gun, just had to get pants that fit, just had to run out of the store, just had to one kick push the door open, sir. You had a lot of jobs. You did not complete any one of them. In this 18-second video, you failed three times.
That's a lot.
You had one job!
Let's go to college football. It can be a wild time at Texas A&M.
Oh,
Kyle Field, a lot of people. And last Saturday, they went full on Texas A&M by playing Clemson, who's really good, scoring a touchdown to be 2 points down, and then, of course, throwing an interception on the two-point conversion, and then on the onside kick, kicking it right at Clemson. They blew it two times. But that's not what was really important at Kyle Field. What really happened was behind the scenes in one of the bathrooms, as Texas A&M police tweeted out, game day, two intoxicated females passed out in a bathroom. Checked out by EMS and released to their husbands.
Their husbands were there.
Score.
There's so many things going on with this. One, how bombed do you have to be that in the bathroom in a college football game, they're like, all right, these two are out of control.
That's right.
I mean, are you passed out on the floor? Are you just that belligerent?
Right.
Are you cutting the line? Are you sitting on the toilet even though somebody is already sitting there? Like, what keyed people in to the EMS needed to be called?
Right.
And then you got to think, released to their husbands?
Where
is that a thing? Like, if you're arrested, can you just be released to your husband? Like, no, I don't want to go to jail. Just call my husband. He'll come and pick me up. Is that a thing? I didn't even know that was a thing.
These ladies are out of control. Get a man. Where's their husband? They need a man in their life.
Which was another thing that I definitely thought you would say.
Yeah, where's man?
And then finally, if you're their husbands, do you want any part of that? Or do you just want to be like, yeah, I'm married, but I've never seen this woman in my entire life.
And at what point during the game did this happen? If it was in the first quarter and I was a husband, I would have. And the other thing, sidebar, Kyle Field, only in the suite, sells alcohol. So these chicks were bombed before they got to the game.
Before they even got there.
Wow.
Or they snuck it in.
Chicks.
It's college.
It is college.
If they have husbands, they're not college students.
So I'm not sure who to even give this to. Is it the two women that were that drunk, or is it their husbands that said, all right, I'll take them back? I'm not sure, but whoever it was, you had one job!
Well, this is an interesting twist to an odd story. 68-year-old romance novelist Nancy Crampton Brophy wrote a book called How to Murder Your Husband.
Oh.
And now she is facing charges of murdering her own husband. Nancy was arrested Wednesday at her home in Oregon on charges that she killed her husband, 63-year-old Daniel Brophy, back in June. In the book, How to Murder Your Husband, Crampton Brophy describes motives and possible murder weapons she would choose from if her character were to kill a husband in a romance novel. Her other works, fantastic works that also dealt with murder, were titled The Wrong Husband, The Wrong Cop, when she wrote about a woman who spent every day of her marriage fantasizing about killing her husband.
Police are giggle. That's terrifying.
She was really focused on one particular thing.
The police there have not revealed the motive in this case, but judging by the titles of Nancy's book, somebody should have seen this coming and put up a red flag.
Yeah,
so,
her husband.
To anybody who has bought or read her books and did not alert anybody about what they thought might happen, you had one job.
Or the husband that ran the book was like, boy, he has the same hair color as
I. Man, this is so familiar. Yeah. Sweetie, this is great.
Hon, why does he have my name?
Why are we both
and occupation? Why does he live at our exact address?
I don't know, babe. I don't know.
He has the same pet name for his wife. Does anybody see any? No?
Okay.